UW-Madison is one of more than 150 colleges and universities that enforce a code of conduct on everything from wages to women's rights and factories that make licensed university apparel. This month, Madison joined 10 universities in pushing a new standard to require the factories they deal with to have a union. Leanna Dalton of the UW Student Labor Action Council says the goal is to raise the living standards of garment workers in poor countries.
That's sort of the philosophy behind this proposal, is changing the structure of the industry such that there's more power in the hands of workers who know their own conditions and should have power over their own decisions in their own lives.
Dalton says there's no evidence that a boost in workers' wages will translate into higher retail prices for university apparel. She says labor costs account for only 1% of the U.S. sale price, so even doubling the wage for foreign garment workers would only add about 50 cents to the cost of a sweatshirt. But that's not necessarily a good thing, according to Scott Nova. He's with the Workers' Rights Consortium that monitors compliance with sweatshop standards. Nova says prices should be going up if working conditions improve in the factories, but he says brand-name companies are finding ways to avoid that.
The brands are actually forcing the factories to cut their prices at the very time that they're claiming that they're also asking the factories to improve conditions. And that is a huge contradiction that has to be resolved if there's actually going to be progress.
Nova says the university code of conduct effort has forced a few factories to boost wages, but there are still thousands of sweatshops, large and small, in Asia and Latin America where brand name companies can find cheap labor to keep the price of their products down. Student groups on more than 40 campuses are lobbying university officials this spring to follow UW-Madison's lead and adopt the new standard. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.